for D4DJW. This is KD9MKR.
KD9MKR, W4DJW. Good evening.
How you doing?
Just compiling some pantographs into a flat screen. Keeping me busy. How are you? What's going on?
A bit of POTA today. That was pretty exciting, although it was a little bit nippy.
Well, that's good. Have you made very many contacts with the 40-meter bazooka?
The antenna is really working well. It was amazing. I don't know if you got my email, but it tuned up spot on without doing anything. I was a little bit concerned, but it worked out great. And I'll tell you, the pan adapter just lit up. In fact, I had to turn off the preamp on everything. It was signals were that strong.
Well, that's a good problem to have. Well, I'm glad that worked. They must have done a lot of good tuning on that one before they shipped it. Sometimes when you make them yourself, they're not quite that good.
Well, let's say my hope was that we would get it up, but I really didn't expect that we were, so I didn't spend a lot of time messing with it. And besides, you know, if you tune it on the ground, it's just not going to be the same in the air. So it's kind of hit and miss, but it was spot on. And one nice thing about the bazooka is they're pretty flat over the band. So, I think at worst it was like 1.5 at the ends, and I think in the center, I think now it's about 1.2, 1.3, something like that. And, of course, with the tuner, it's spot on. So can't complain at all.
And being up 60 to 70 feet doesn't hurt it a bit. It seems like the higher you get it, the better the SWR. The closer to the earth, the less it likes it via the SWR.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, on the negative side, I had an arborist out here today looking at some of the trees, and he said, you know, those big, tall pines, you know, at least one of those you ought to take down to clear out for some other stuff. And I go, nope, those pines aren't going.
The tall ones serve as camouflage towers, huh?
Yeah, plus I figured they're a good lightning rod to keep it away from the house. So anyway, well, listen, I'll let you go, Dave. I just thought I'd tell you that really worked out well. And I was talking, Frank came out with me actually today to do the POTA. We were doing FT8 and single sideband, but the single sideband, I got quite a few contacts, but, you know, there's a contest going on, so it was pretty crowded on 20 meters. But, listen, I hope we get some decent weather next weekend. It's not looking great, but maybe Saturday afternoon won't be too bad.
Yeah, I'm hoping for the same thing. Are you bringing some equipment with you?
I'm going to bring that vertical, the 20-meter vertical. That's what I was actually using today, and I was running QRP, and I had no trouble covering the country with it. It was amazing. So I think I'm going to bring the vertical, and I'll probably bring the KX3, maybe something a little stronger. I don't know, but that's kind of my plan.
All right, that'll do good up there because he's kind of high. He's a high spot in that area, so if it'll do good where you are, then it'll do good. On a high hill, it'd do even better. Anyway, I won't keep it. Good talk to you, Scott. KD9MKR. What is it again? Remind me of it. We don't talk on the radio enough.
9MKR. So I'll be clear with W4DJW after your final.
All right, Scott. Good talking to you. Back to the stitching pictures together. KD9MKR. W4DJW. Clear.